This is the Business Hub on Stray FM, live at the Yorkshire Business Market. I'm James Stanley, joined in the studio, in our corner studio, by Sarah Barry and Jackie Hall from CNG. Jackie, I feel like I've got to
applaud you.
Yay! We're live.
You deserve that.
You've just finished your question and answer session here.
I have.
How did it go?
It was great. Yeah, time flew past, so that was good.
Really? I think we were getting a little visitor then, like a frog that was turning up behind you as well. This is the joys of radio.
Yes.
So why does CNG kind of want to get involved with events like this?
Because it's important for the community in Harrogate. It's important to support other businesses.
Yes.
It's good to fly the Yorkshire flag.
Yeah.
Why would we not?
Why not? Why not? Exactly. I know, Sarah, yourself and Jackie, you run your businesses very similarly. I think the values that tie in and the way that you run your businesses. I know, Sarah, you've got some questions you want to ask Jackie as well, don't you? Just the values, the way you run your businesses, it's something you really want to show off at an event like this, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, one question I had was around values, actually, Jackie, because you just run your seminar. It's crazy ideas on how to fuel your growth. And you have grown considerably as a company in CNG. Mm. How do you lead and manage change?
We plan very well. I put great people in place. So I think from my point of view, as long as you've got the right people in the right places and you plan and ask questions and look at the way that you've done it, because you need to review all the time and know that actually what first started off as a really great idea, once you review it and think, I need to do a bit of work, I need to tweak it, none of us are perfect, and we need to realize that and look at the way that we actually are developing and growing and continue to do so, and listen to the people that are actually on the ground floor, because they're the most important people, the closest to the customer, and know that actually they're the ones with the best ideas.
I'd agree with that, Jackie. You're very grounded as well, pardon the pun, but you are. If your team were to describe you as a leader, what sort of words would they use, do you think?
I think one of the words that they do say I am inspirational, because they make my job so easy, so I want to give back to them, so I try and think of all the reasons why I'd want to come to work, make their lives easier, make them happy at work, and help to motivate them, and to so that's the sort of job that I do on a day-to-day basis. And it's that bit, isn't it? It's the inspiration, because they know what they're doing. They just need to know that when they come into work that they want to be there, and that's my bit.
I'd agree with you, Jackie. I think you are an inspirational leader. I've heard it from your team time and time again. If you could look back to your 21-year-old self, as I do every day, of course.
Wasn't that long ago.
Too long.
What advice would you give to younger people who are coming into this type of role as a leader of their organisation?
Well, I would say, actually, don't be frightened. Grasp the opportunities. And actually, as you get closer to those people that really inspire you, you just like them. And that's what I would say. Because it's quite daunting at 21, because you think that all these people that are in senior positions must have something different and special to offer. But actually, the closer you get, the more you realise that you're like them too.
Yeah, Jackie, I couldn't agree more. You are an inspiration to me and to us at Stray FM, so thank you very much.
And if you've been inspired by Jackie, you, of course, are on the Business Hub, so you can listen again to all the shows you've done before on our website at strayfm.com, and we'll have highlights of the show as well on tonight's Business Hub. Jackie, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.